It's just not workable.
Let me go to the front. That's easy. Oh, that prepared my speech. I think that's the most profound, interesting, and well moderated, but I also mean calm debate that I've heard, that I can remember for 20 years, maybe forever. So I congratulate both speakers. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, I particularly liked Jim Weiland's little module that he learned as an undergraduate, problem, cause, solution. And I've made up my own example here. I don't have I haven't had time to put this on PowerPoint yet, so you're going to have to imagine this. It's not complicated. The problem is that the message is not getting out. The message of the need to establish secure property rights in marine resources. It's not, you stated this, I think you both agree, that's not getting out to the public, it's not getting out to the media. I don't know how many policymakers have a secure understanding of of why that's the case. Now, what's the cause of this problem? If I could fill us all in, I wouldn't be standing up here. I don't know exactly what the cause is, but my gut feeling is that the allocation problem or the equity distributional problem behind that is probably the main impediment to getting that message out, to getting people to look at it and say, this is the way to go. So you might like to respond to that. If that's the case, then what's the solution? The solution by most fisheries economists that I've met and know is to ignore the problem. Has been largely. It's not a problem, they tell me. Tony Scott, at Gordon Monroe's birthday celebration here, when I raised this problem, stood up and said, well, what's the problem? You know, as if it was not to be discussed. I don't want to say anything about Tony. He's not here. I'll have good things to say about him tomorrow. I think the solution is to look at that problem, the allocation equity problem, and start thinking about what is it true that that's an impediment to addressing all the overfishing, blah, blah, blah problems that we've been talking about, and how do we get around that? Is it not fair? Is it not the solution, perhaps, not to give these valuable marine resources to a chosen few for nothing? Is that the way to go, to give away our marine resources in and outside 200 miles zone to a chosen segment of society for nothing? That they should get all these, I forget what the figure was, $1 trillion of present value. Rents, should we give those away to lucky people for nothing? Or should we perhaps, as we do in oil resources, forestry resources, and many other resources, charge a fair return for people who are going to use these resources that I think I'm a part owner of, even though I'm never going to go out on a fishing vessel and catch cod, halibut, etc. So that's my trio of problem, cause, and maybe solution. And I'd like to ask both of the contributors if they could discuss that briefly.
Comes first.